global scale, and the communitarianism is communes, is it not?
Well, it's a capitalist commune.
Okay.
That practices free trade. It's a balance between the left and the right. It's the perfect middle between all opposites, all opposite religions, all opposite beliefs, all opposing law is being balanced, so that they can appeal to the neocon, you know, warmongers on the right and appeal to the most hardcore Leninists on the left, you know. It's called the third way or the third wave.
Why does that sound so warm and fuzzy in a way, and yet at the same time, you know, if you're not paying attention, it can kind of be something a whole lot more different than what you think it is?
Because they're professional propagandists. Some of the earliest stuff comes from the Fabian Society. And they were a society in London that were created in the 1890s sometime to promote the message via propaganda and lies. You know, and I was just reading last night on that, you know, Gallatin, the Secretary of the Treasury under Thomas Jefferson, you know, was a professional propagandist. It's been used so successfully in places where they know. It's like, how did they convince the German people that everything was so wonderful, you know? And in Russia, they still try.